Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Prosecutors in the trial of admitted Boston Marathon bomber Jahar Tsarnaev are, for the first time, presenting a security video showing the murder of MIT police officer Sean Collier. As WBUR's Jack Lepiarz reports, jurors are expected to hear more about the killing in court today.
MIT police officer David Sacco had been working with Sean Collier on the evening shift for about a year when he got this call the evening of April 18th, 2013.
MIT police calls the court, Officer Sacco.
Hi, we're in the Koch Institute, and we're hearing a lot of loud noises outside of our window. They don't sound exactly like gunshots, but they're sharp, quick noises.
Sacco was working dispatch that night and didn't think much of the call, but he knew Collier's cruiser was in the area, so he radioed him. No answer. Then he called Collier's cell phone. Again, no answer. Finally, Sacco texted Collier. Again, no answer. Sacco then radioed Sergeant Clarence Henniger, a 40-year veteran of the force. Henniger was the first person on the scene and the man who found Collier, two bullets through his head and neck, dying in the front seat of his cruiser. Henniger radioed for help.
Oh my goodness. Henniger, all units, respond. Sada, officer down. Officer down. All units. Get me 286. Get me 12. Location. Officer down.
Control's on. Somebody trying to get control.
Get on it!
For the first time yesterday, jurors viewed security footage of the shooting. It's hard to make out. The camera's 20 stories up and about 100 yards away, but what you can see are two figures making their way to the back of Collier's cruiser. You see the brake lights flash on, and a moment later, a bicycle passes the cruiser. Finally, the brake lights flash off and on, and the two figures run away. It's impossible to tell who's who in the video, but that cyclist, 24-year-old Matt Harmon, says he knows. Harmon told the jury that as he passed the cruiser, he saw someone leaning inside the driver's side door. That person, hearing him pass, snapped back and looked him in the eye. "Do you see that man in the courtroom today?" prosecutors asked Harmon. He replied, "Yes, he's right there," raising a trembling finger to point at Jahar Tsarnaev. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Jack Lepiarz at Federal Court.